Well done, you sit there, that's great. Okay, so now today we're going to be thinking about the first Good Friday. And we think, of course, of Good Friday about Jesus dying on the cross. And we're going to think about what that means, why Jesus died for us. Now, I've asked Jemima, get ready for Jemima, if Jemima would come and help us act out the story. But she's not here yet, so we need to see. I think she might be asleep. Maybe she got confused about the service time. And therefore, we need to wake her up, don't we? So let's see if we can wake up Jemima. So after three, let's shout for Jemima. Not just the boys and girls, but the adults as well. Okay, you ready? One, two, three.
Jemima!
Oh, no, that wasn't loud enough. Yeah, she's a deep sleeper. You've got to wake her up. Okay, you ready? After three. One, two, three.
Jemima!
All right, all right. Hi.
Jemima?
I wasn't sleeping.
Were you not?
No.
Jemima, what are you dressed as?
As a pilot.
Jemima, why are you dressed as a pilot?
Because you said... Jemima, please can you help with the Bible story? You're going to be a pilot.
No,
that's what
I didn't.
You sound like.
No, I don't sound like that. Jemima, yeah. I didn't say a pilot, I said pilot.
Exactly. What's the difference?
Well, the spelling for a start, but also one flies a plane and the other one is a Roman governor whose name was Pilot.
Oh, I thought it was pronounced Pilate. You know, like the exercise.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think you'd better go and get changed because we need you to be Pilot, the Roman governor, not a pilot. All right, so you off you go.
Okay,
and,
be right
so
back.
That we can get on with the story. Okay, so Jemima's going to come back. She's going to be Pilot for us. Now, we're going to read from the Bible, and when we get to the bits where the crowd joins in, because this is when Jesus, he's been arrested, and he's coming before the governor, Pilate, and he's on trial, and there are bits that the crowd shout together, all right? And for those bits, I want you guys to join in with the bits for the crowd, and those bits are going to come up on the screen. Now, also, if you want to follow the reading, then you need to turn to Matthew chapter 27, verse 11 in your Bibles. Whoops. And when someone's there, actually, could you shout out a page number, someone?
998.
998, thank you, Ken. Page 998, if you want to do that. Okay, so we need Jemima back to be Pilot. Jemima, are you ready, or do you need a few more moments?
Just come in.
Just come in, okay. You're almost there, okay, almost ready. Ah, there we go.
I'm beautiful.
You are beautiful, but you're also a man at this point. You're Pilot.
yes.
Yes.
Thank you. And you are the Roman governor. Now, in the reading, when it says the governor, that is Pilate. Okay, so...
All right, governor.
No, you're not a cabbie, are you? You're just Pilate, okay, the Roman governor. All right? So, we're going to start reading at verse 11, if you're following it in your Bibles. Okay, so here we go. Are you ready, Pilate?
Yes.
Good. Meanwhile, Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him...
Are you the king of the Jews?
Yes, it is as you say, Jesus replied. When he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate asked him,
Don't you hear the testimony they are bringing against you?
But Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor. Now, it was the governor's custom at the feast to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. At that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked them,
Which one do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?
Oh, hang on, not yet. Thank you. For he knew it was out of envy that they had handed Jesus over to him. While Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him this message. Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed.
Which of the two do you want me to release to you?
Asked the governor.
Barabbas.
they answered.
What shall I do then with Jesus, who is called Christ?
Pilate asked. They all answered.
Crucify him.
Why? What crime has he committed?
Asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder.
Crucify him.
When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd.
I am innocent of this man's blood,
he said.
It is your responsibility.
All the people answered, let his blood be on us and on our children. Then he released Barabbas to them, but he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. Well, that's the end of the Bible reading, and we're going to think about that a little bit more in a few minutes. Jemima Pilate, you can go and you come back in a few minutes. All right, bye,
okay.
Jemima. Back in a few minutes. Okay, and before we think about that a little bit more, we're going to stand and we're going to sing a couple of songs, How Deep the Father's Love for Us and Man of Sorrows. Let's stand. So, part two. Welcome back to part two of Thinking
I'm
About...
I'm not happy.
You're not happy?
Don't laugh. I'm not.
Why not?
This shouldn't be called Good Friday. This should be called Bad Friday.
Why? Why should it be called Bad Friday?
Didn't you hear the bit we read from the Bible?
Yes.
It was a disaster. The wrong one was punished.
The wrong one?
Yes. Barabbas should have been punished, not Jesus.
Oh, I see. Well, I mean, you're sort of right, Jemima, but you're also sort of not right.
What? That makes no sense.
Well, I mean, you're sort of right. Okay, let's think about this. And boys and girls and grown-ups, let's think about this, all right? So let's think about... Okay, let's think about Barabbas. Okay, so we'll put Barabbas up here. Okay, there's Barabbas. Now, we need to think about Barabbas. Now, can you have a look in your Bibles, boys and girls? We'll see if you can remember. And you need to look. So you need to go on page 998... And can you have a look and see what it says about Barabbas in verse 16? So you've got to find verse 16. So page 998, chapter 27, and verse 16. Mums and dads, if you need to help little ones, then feel free to do so, but it might be all right. But verse 16, okay, good you've found it. Let's just wait to check others have found it. What does it say about Barabbas in that verse? Okay. Okay, if you found it, put your hands up if you've got what it says. What does it say? Okay, let's start with Sam. Sam, what have you got?
The 16 says, at the time they had no notorious prisoner.
Okay, so he's a notorious prisoner. So that means he was well known for being bad. Notorious means, you know, everyone knows. If you talk about Barabbas back then, you mentioned Barabbas, everyone go, oh yeah, we know about Barabbas. He's bad. He's a really bad guy. And we know from elsewhere in the Bible that Barabbas was a murderer.
Right. So he was bad.
Yep.
He was nasty.
Yep.
He was guilty.
Yes.
And he should be punished.
Well, yes. So we know about Barabbas. We see here that Barabbas was bad and he was guilty. All right. So that's Barabbas. We know he was bad. He was a murderer. Okay, what about Jesus? Let's think about Jesus. So, we'll put Jesus up here. Now, boys and girls, I need you to do a bit more investigating on this one. Okay, I've got a few questions for you to have a look at. And mums and dads, adults as well, you have a look. Now, I've got a few questions here, okay? So the question's coming up on the screen. Now, the first three, top three there, they're for boys and girls and mums and dads, adults as well. I put a couple of questions there for younger children as well at the bottom of the screen. So if you've got younger children, you want to talk to them about those questions. But mums and dads, you help your little ones to have a look at those questions. But if you can do them, do the top three, all right? And you can talk about them together with the person next to you, but have a look at the verses and see what they say. That makes sense? Okay, I'll give you a few minutes to have a look at them. Talk with the person next to you about them as well. Go. We'll go through the number questions. Let's see if we can get answers for these. Okay, so we're thinking here about Jesus, and we're particularly seeing what Pilate knew about Jesus. Okay, what did Pilate's wife say about Jesus? Ben? Thank you. So don't have anything to do with that innocent man. So Pilate's wife knew Jesus was innocent. Okay, what about the next one? What did Pilate ask the crowd in verse 23? Sam, you've already answered one. Toby, do you know? Okay, so what did Pilate ask the crowd in verse 23? What crime has he committed? So Pilate, before the crowd, is saying, they're wanting him to be crucified, and Pilate's saying, okay, well, what crime? What's the crime? And how does the crowd answer? Okay, let's have one of the grown-ups answer this one. How does the crowd answer? Say it again.
Crucify him.
So do they say a crime? No, they don't. They don't care. They don't care whether he's committed a crime or not. They can't think of a crime that he's committed. They just want him to die. So Pilate knows that Jesus is innocent. He's saying this by saying, well, look, what crime has he done? And what does Pilate say as he washes his hands? Ella.
I am innocent of this man's blood. It's your responsibility.
Yeah, so he says, I am innocent of this man's blood. He's saying it's your responsibility. You've decided he's going to die, but I'm innocent of his blood. I mean, whether he really is or not, you know, is another question. But he's saying, look, I think Jesus is innocent. I know he's innocent. There's no reason to have him killed. Okay, and younger boys and girls, which of Barabbas was good and which of Barabbas and Jesus was good and which bad? Well, clearly Barabbas was bad and Jesus was good, but who was punished and who was set free? Barabbas was set free and Jesus was punished. Okay, so Jemima, are those the answers that you got, Jemima?
Well, yes, but that's the problem. Jesus was punished when he did nothing wrong. But Barabbas, well, he's set free and he doesn't even have to sit on the naughty step. And he was bad and guilty.
Well, yeah, yes. No, I can see your problem. You are right. So Jesus was good and Jesus was innocent. And yet, although Barabbas was the one who deserved to be punished, it was Jesus who was punished. Barabbas was let go. Jesus is the one who was punished. And we need to see that was exactly Jesus' plan.
What? Jesus planned for this to happen?
Well, yes. I mean, okay, let's look at a verse a little bit later in the Bible and we'll see what it says about the cross. So we're going to have a look at 1 Peter 3, verse 18. I'll put it on the screen so you don't have to look it up. And this is what it says. Here's the verse. It says, for Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. So when it says there, the righteous means innocent, kind of means innocent. Unrighteous means guilty. Okay, so Jesus' plan was that he, being perfectly innocent and righteous, would die in the place of the unrighteous. And it would be a huge act of love.
Well, that would be an amazing act of love. So Jesus planned that he would die instead of guilty Barabbas.
Ah, yeah, okay, but not just Barabbas, was it? So you notice in that verse it says, for Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. So it's not just Barabbas that he did this for. He did this for us. So I need to switch Barabbas there for... There we go.
Yeah, but
us.
We're not that bad. We aren't like Barabbas.
Well, no. Okay, actually, the Bible still says we're all bad. We may not have committed murder like Barabbas did, but nevertheless, we're still bad and we're still guilty and we still deserve punishment.
Oh, this day just gets worse.
But hang on, Jemima, because Jesus' plan was that he would die for us, taking what we deserve. Yes,
Jesus,
yes,
the innocent one.
That's right.
He died for guilty people like you and me, so we can know God.
That's right.
Oh, and that's why it's called Good Friday, not Bad Friday.
Exactly. And so now I'm just going to have a little chat with the boys and girls just to finish off. And so we're going to say goodbye to Jemima. So let's say goodbye to Jemima. Let's say goodbye.
Bye,
Jemima.
Bye.
Thank you for being pilot. You did a great job. Okay, so do we see why Jesus died on the cross, what he was doing? You see, it says in the verse, he died the righteous for the unrighteous to bring you to God. In other words, we're guilty and we're bad. We may not be murderers, but we're still sinful. We still do bad things, say bad things, and we still live our lives ignoring God. And we deserve to be punished, but Jesus died in our place, taking the punishment that we deserve when he died on the cross, so that we can be forgiven. Now, we should respond to this. We need to respond to what Jesus did for us on that first Good Friday. We need to respond in two ways. First, we need to say thank you. We need to say thank you to Jesus for dying for us. And not just saying, thank you, Jesus, for dying for sins, but thank you, Jesus, for dying for my sins, for my badness, for the badness in me, for the times when I do things and think things and say things wrong. And we need to respond to Jesus in that way. Say, thank you for doing this for me. But secondly, we also need to, well, do you see why Jesus did it? He did the cross. He went to the cross for us. Yes, so we could be forgiven, but so that he could bring us to God. In other words, so that we could have a relationship with God. Being a Christian is not just about being forgiven. That's essential. We need to be forgiven. But it's about knowing God, being in a relationship with God. That's what Jesus won for us when he died on the cross. And this affects our everyday. It means every day we relate to God. We want to talk to God in prayer. So maybe at the beginning of the day, you talk to God at the beginning of the day. As you wake up, you say good morning to God, as it were. And at the end of the day, you can say goodnight to God and say thank you for things that have happened in the day and ask God for things. We can talk to God throughout the day. And we can want to know God even better by reading our Bibles and coming to church and learning together and knowing God better together. And knowing God's love poured out for us in Jesus, we want to be obedient to God as well, to read his word and do what it says. And so we're going to sort of do a bit of this, saying thank you to God and talking to God in the next bit. So I'm going to hand over to Melissa, who's just going to lead us in a time of prayer.